going on, everybody? I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Today, I have a rant. So, this may offend some people. This may not offend some people. Honestly, I don't care. I'm sorry if it does. I don't mean to offend anybody, but I'm just gonna get right on it right now with you. Like, pretty much, here's what that. I understand women, but I don't at the same time, okay? Like, for me, when I meet a woman, right, whether that's on a stupid dating app or it's in person, I'm not all up in their shit, like, right off the bat, treating them like, I guess, like, an absolute queen. I'm very nice, you know what I mean? But, like, I wait a minute, you know what I mean? I gotta get to know somebody before I start throwing myself at them, right? So I think a lot of problems with guys like me is that, like, it's so complicated because you meet somebody, right, and you're like, I'm not the type that just jumped on somebody's throat trying to fuck them and disappear. I want a relationship most of the time. So when I meet somebody, right, I feel them out. It takes me a minute to, like, get to know them and kind of see things. But I think a lot of times women are used to these guys who just, like, throw themselves at them, throw them money, throw them this. I'm going to treat you like this. I'm going to do that, blah, 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 blah. They fuck them, and they don't talk to them again. And then you have – so, yeah, pretty much ask any woman right now and anybody that's listening and watch this. They're going to say, yeah, I just don't get it. This guy treated me so amazing. He took me on a date. He paid for this. And then we had sex. And then he ghosted me. I don't get it. Yeah, because that's all he wanted. Men do that because they just want to have sex with you. And I'm sorry, men, but yeah, that's the truth. A lot of men just treat women like gold until they get what they want and they disappear. And that's just the way it is. I don't do that. And women are used to men who just are obsessed with them right off the bat, give them everything they want when they've only been dating them for like a week, right? And I'm not like that. I legitimately want to get to know somebody. It takes time, right? I need time and patience and just to really kind of feel things out before I just throw myself at somebody, especially before I throw money at somebody. I'm sorry. I'm not that type of person. Like, yeah, sure, I'll take, you know, somebody out on a date, whatever. Of course. Like, that's just a respectful thing to do. I'm a respectful person, but I'm not going to go buying some random woman things right the week I meet them and, like, telling them I'm going to take them on vacation. First of all, I don't have that kind of money. Second of all, even if I did, it's not happening, all right? I'm not like that. I'm a respectful man. I'm a respectable man, and I like things done a certain way, and that makes things – it makes it really hard for me to date because I really do feel like a lot of women nowadays just – they just have this expectation of how men are supposed to be because most men give off that expectation, I guess, right off the bat, and then they disappear. I mean, I've heard it 100 times in the last month. You know, I've had, like, those Tinder bullshit dates and all this other stuff, and women are always like, oh, you know, this guy, this guy, that, and they just disappeared. Yeah, I'm not going to disappear on you, but I'm not going to, you know, offer you the world from day one. You know, I gotta see what you have to offer, too. That's how it works when you're an adult. I don't know. Yeah, so if you haven't figured out, this is a dating rant. Welcome to my show, Dating with Nick. But yeah, so, like, I don't understand it. I wish I did. I wish I knew the secret to everything, but I don't, you know. And I think that's a lot of times, if not all the time, why when I meet somebody, I either hit it off with them immediately and I date them for a long time, or they hate me 24 hours later. I wouldn't say hate me, but we just don't work 24 hours later. Because I'm very nice off the bat, right? You meet me, I talk to you, whatever. And then the next day, I guess you're expecting me to, like, be like, all right, we're going to go out on a date right now. And I'm going to go take you to New York City. And I'm going to do this. I don't do that, okay? I don't. Unless I really, really like you, I don't do that. I talk to you for a few days. I get to know who you are, you know? I can't just show up and be like, what's up? It's your boy. No. What? No, I don't know you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who you are. You're a fucking stranger, okay? You're a stranger. And I find dating awkward as fuck. Dating is awkward as fuck. And it's even more awkward when you do it right off the bat. I need to get to know somebody. And I think that confuses women because they don't understand what my game is. There is no game with me. There is no game. I'm not playing a game. I am simply being myself and getting to know somebody before I treat them like the world. Listen, once you're in with me, that's it. I will treat you like gold. That's how I am. I will give you everything once you're in with me. Once I approve you and want to date you and think you're a good person and, you know, just worth being with. And it doesn't take much. It really doesn't. Like, I'm a really easygoing person. It doesn't take much to make me happy at all. Like, really, it doesn't. Like, nothing. You could just, like, say hi and then I'm like, I'm so happy. That's how I am. It's so frustrating, and I know I'm ranting to a bunch of strangers right now, but that is the whole point of this podcast. I have nobody to talk to because You can't talk to your friends about this. I guess you could, but I don't. I don't talk to my friends about this kind of stuff. I don't like to. I don't really... I'm not really close with my family, so I can't talk to my family about this. And I'm not going to go talk to... I have a couple female friends that I guess I could rant to. But it's just... I don't want to. I'm just going to rant to my phone because I'm crazy. And that's what's going on right now. I'm ranting to my phone and getting all of this out. I hate everybody. I'm going to be single forever. Yeah, that's all I got for today, I think. That's about it. I'm hitting over 5 minutes now. I guess we'll swing off for a second. How's everybody doing? How's your quarantine going? Is it going well? Are you guys social distancing? Yeah, you can't tell by my sarcasm. I think this whole thing's a fucking joke. And I'm sorry for those of you who lost anybody from this, but it's just gotten out of hand. This whole thing, this whole situation has just been nothing but problems. Now, granted, it's been good to me. Okay, the quarantine has been good to me. Not completely good. I did recently lose my grandfather. That really sucks, and I'm really upset about it. And it wasn't, I don't think it was to COVID. He did get it. He got COVID. And then he was fine. He didn't have any serious symptoms. He was fine. And then, 2 months later, he got pneumonia, apparently, and then he died. And from what I read and what I've heard and just kind of putting everything together, pneumonia and COVID are very similar when it comes to, symptoms. Fever, coughing, lung issues, all that stuff. So, who really knows? But unfortunately, he'd passed away. He was in his late 80s. And, but you know what? It was for the better, honestly. He was in a home. Most of my family didn't really talk to him except for, me, my sister, and, one of his daughters. Sucks. And his wife passed away 2 years ago, my grandmother. So, it is what it is now. It's probably for the best. But... yeah, I hope everything's been good with everyone. I hope everyone's safe. And in all honesty, regardless of my opinion about this stuff, I hope everybody's doing okay. Seems like the world is, we got one foot in right now kind of system. It's kind of feel like things are going to slowly kind of go back to regulation. And then it's not going to happen. They just closed down one of the DMVs by me in New Jersey because someone caught COVID, I guess. What a surprise. You have 500 people there every hour, so someone's obviously going to have something. Jobs aren't opening up. The governor hasn't opened up the bars and the clubs yet. So I work security on the side, and that's my little income. It's one of my little incomes, and it's just one of those things where there's no job, there's no money. So there's nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. And for those of you who don't know, I'm not really making any money doing this. This podcast thing. I was making a few bucks, when I first started it. It's because I don't feel like using my sponsors. When I put my sponsors into this, it kind of takes away from everything. And you have to listen to me rant about some stupid blah, blah, blah. I don't want to call them stupid, but it was a good opportunity, but still at the same time, you're just listening to me rant. So it's not something I really enjoy doing. I don't like interrupting my talks to represent somebody else, unless they're paying me a lot more money, then I might do it, but they're not. So that's that. But anyways, I just pulled up to my house. I got to go inside and deal with some more drama that I don't want to deal with. So I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I'm ending this here.